Hey and welcome back. Over the past couple of weeks, we have covered a lot, from limiting beliefs, imposter syndrome, perfectionism, procrastination, fear of failure, fear of success, and so much more. I just want to say quickly thank you to all of you who've contacted me and let me know how much the obstacles that I spoke about resonated with you, and more importantly, how useful you found my advice. So thank you once again. But this just reaffirms my next point, in that the fabulous thing about all those potential obstacles, they are self-imposed, which means you have the power to overcome them. So I'm going to pose you a question, and that is, how are you choosing to wrap up 2020? Will it be a write-off or a massive win? Right now, you are standing at a precipice. You can stay where you are, just surviving, on hold, or stuck, or you can create what you really want. It's in your reach, but you have to grab it. Personally, I've spent most of 2020 getting grounded, redefining everything, and dealing with the vast amount of changes and transformation happening in my business, in the world, and personally. It's been a crazy year. But we can't continue to put our lives, careers, and dreams on hold. And now, more than ever, we have to determine what we want and spark our motivation to create it. You, yes you, are more than qualified. One of the things you've got to leave behind is the lie that you are underqualified or not deserving of the career you crave. That's one thing you need to leave in 2020. It's one of the biggest lies keeping you from becoming who you are and who you are destined to be. So here are three things that I need you to remember. You can write them down. Listen, I'm giving you forewarning, and put them somewhere you can see them to keep reminding you if you need to. First of all of your experience matters. Everything that you've done to date is important and can be leveraged. You've just got to figure out how to position it for the opportunities that you want. Number two, you are in the power seat, the driving seat, and it's time to stop relinquishing your power to others simply because they are more senior or have more credentials and such not. Think about the unique value and impact that you bring to the table, and bring that to every single interaction you find yourself in. Number three, it's a big one, two little letters. You do have the confidence to pursue the career and life that you dream of. The plan you've been afraid to execute because you've been telling yourself you don't have the confidence to achieve it, it's a big fat lie. Now, this step up, this level up is reserved for those who realize just how worthy and deserving they truly are. This is when the whole game changes. And recording this series, recording Reclaim 2020, has really reaffirmed my passion for supporting women around the world to kickstart their momentum. And I'll be launching new and exciting products throughout the new year quite shortly to help you get clarity on your goals and visions for your work, your life, or your business, unlock your potential, and more importantly, support you along your journey. So head over to www.janisutherland.com to subscribe to the This Woman Can newsletter and be the first to know what's happening so I can keep connected with you. So Ree, thank you for listening to This Woman Can this week. Don't forget to let me know your views, your comments, what you found useful, what you'd like me to cover off, especially with the new year coming. I've got lots of exciting interviews lined up, lots of exciting activities to line up. Care, and remember, if I can, you can, this woman can. Until next time, take care.